Mr. Speaker.
Order. Honourable Amy Adams.
Mr. Speaker, so we've had a 2-week recess and we're back in the House again to reflect on what's happened over those 2 weeks, the busy news cycles, lots happening in New Zealand and overseas. And what is Labor focused on after 2 weeks of news cycles? They have worked themselves into this incandescent rage over the totally unacceptable situation that our Prime Minister knows people. My God, he knows people, and sometimes the people he knows actually come and talk to him. What an outrage! What an outrage! We've got a popular Prime Minister who actually goes around the country talking to people about what's on their mind. I mean, how do we stand for it?
Justice Minister and Minister of Broadcasting Amy Adams kicking off the Wednesday general debate following a question time when the news cycle went from good news to bad news, depending on who you wanted to believe, the government or the opposition. For instance, from the government's backbench, National List MP Brett Hudson opened question time with this patsy aimed at getting out some good news.
My question is to the Minister of Finance and asks, what reports has he received on the New Zealand economy?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, this morning Statistics New Zealand released its latest data on employment and wages in New Zealand. The report showed strong employment growth in the March quarter, with 28,000 more jobs added to the New Zealand economy.
Keen to rain on the government's parade, Labor's finance spokesman Grant Robertson hoped to turn that good news into bad news.
Are Radio New Zealand correct when they headlined their story today, unemployment rising at fastest pace in 11 years?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
On behalf of the Minister of Finance, no, I don't believe they necessarily are. They have an interesting approach to their unemployment stories. Last quarter, there was no story saying unemployment had dropped at the fastest rate for roughly forever, but they managed to put one out today which suggested it had gone up, which only lends credence to the unfortunate perception of Radio New Zealand sometimes being known as Radio Labour.
Back across the chamber to Radio National, and another government backbencher looking for some good news, armed with a patsy.
Number 5, Simon O'Connor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question's to the Minister of Health, and it asks, can he confirm that the government is providing more New Zealanders with access to new medicine?
But the Minister of Health, Jonathan Coleman, had already been gazumped on that one by his Prime Minister, who faced this earlier question from opposition leader Andrew Little.
My question is to the Prime Minister, does he stand by all his statements?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, yes, and I'm particularly pleased to stand by my statement earlier today that this government has increased funding to Pharmac to $850 million a year, an increase of $200 million since 2008.
Also keen to test Mr. Key on his previous statements was New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
On his statement regarding following the OED on corporate tax, why won't his government take real action on international corporates?
Instead of an answer, Mr. Peters got a critique of his question.
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, a couple of things. On is not the way to start a question. The OED is no longer a multilateral organisation. It's the OECD.
Order. Point of order.
Order.
Can't
order.
Ask a question, eh?
Mr. Peters appealed to the Speaker, David Carter.
You are the judge of how a question should be put. You have the authority to make that decision, not some illiterate like the Prime Minister.
I'm pleased that the member acknowledges that I'm the judge of such issues.
That's a nice choice.
And on this occasion, the question, I'm generously allowing, and now the Prime Minister can answer it.
Mr. Speaker, I say to the member, if he hangs around long enough in question time today, we'll be able to see just how good
order,
the Speaker is.
Order.
No, John boy.
Order. Would the Prime Minister please... Order. Would the Prime Minister now ask the question that was originally asked?
Okay, I'll ask myself a question, then I'll answer it, Mr. Speaker. Are multinationals paying enough? Okay.
Point of order, the right...
Mr. Speaker, with the greatest respect, the question time goes like this. A member asks a question of a minister. He does not start asking himself questions. Otherwise, he should be sent off to the loony bin.
I could oblige, but it might not be necessary the way the member wants.
Now from question time, back to the general debate, and more praise from Mr. Key from another of his cabinet ministers.
The Prime Minister talks to people all the time. In fact, he is regularly mobbed around this country. And
people want to get into his ear and they want to ask his advice and they want to tell him about the things that are happening in their lives.
Joe Goodhue, Minister for the Community and Voluntary Sector, speaking in the Wednesday General Debate. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.